Spice Rockets, I'm Maggie, taking over for Mr. Termus. So, move over, Mr. Termus, here I go. It's March, so happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and happy spring break. Yes, spring break is March 18 for 1 week. Enjoy the podcast.
I am Kelly here with an interview with the Leprechaun because it's almost gonna be St. Patrick's Day. So let's ask them some questions. Why are you guys so tricky?
Because it's our talent.
Why did you guys pick the color green for the holiday color?
It is Ireland's color.
Why are leprechauns' favorite food?
Green cupcakes.
Why are you guys so tiny?
We were born this way.
How did St. Patrick's Day even started?
A saint that got kidnapped.
Do you guys have any leaders?
Yes, a lot of them.
Where do you guys get your gold?
We don't have gold, it's fake.
Are there any girl leprechauns in your tribe?
Yes, but they are not rare.
Well, that's all we have for this holiday. Come back next holiday for another interview.
Hello everyone, welcome to Kelly's Recipe, and I am Kelly the Cooking Queen. Today, we'll be making green eggs and ham because it's almost going to be Dr. Seuss's birthday. So you'll be needing 2 eggs, 3 slices of ham, and green food coloring. You're going to be taking the eggs, cracking them into a bowl, and adding 3 to 4 drops of food coloring. You don't mix them because they are going to be sunny side eggs, not scrambled. And then you fry them on a pan and get a plate. When you're done frying them, you put them on a plate and then we're going to be continuing with the ham. When you get the ham, you drop a few drops of green food coloring on the ham, like about 3 or 4 drops of it on each piece. And then you're going to be frying it on a frying pan until it turns green and evenly mixed with the food coloring. When you're done frying, you put it on your plate with your green eggs. And then you let it cool down if you want it, or you just wait, or just eat it when it's hot. And that's all I have for today. Come back next week for another recipe.
Hi, my name is Vivian, and it's time for a poem. The poem name's called March Afternoon by Antonio Machado. The afternoon is bright with spring in the air, a mild March afternoon with the breath of April stirring. I am alone in the quiet patio, looking for some old, untried illusion. Some shadow on the whiteness of the wall, some memory asleep on the stone rim of the fountain, perhaps in the air, the light swish of some trailing gown. That is all for today, so come back next time to listen for more poems.
Hey, Rice Rockets! I'm Phoebe.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Joey.
And I'm Trinity.
We're Phoebe and the gang. We will like to sing Light Up the World. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, 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 you and me, turn it up 10,000 watts. Tell me why we've got to stop. I just want to let it rock.
Hey, 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 you and me, keep on staring at the road.
Like we don't know where to go. Step back, let me take control.
Lay it all down.
All down.
Got something to say. Lay it all down.
All down.
Throw your doubt away. Do or die now.
Die now.
Step onto the plate. Blow the door wide open like up, up, and away.
Let's light up the world tonight. I. You gotta give up the bark and bite. I.
Thanks for listening.
Rockets. My name is Jaylen, and this is Pet Talk. Today I will be telling you guys a little about hawks. Now, a hawk is a bird of prey. They have strong claws for catching and holding prey. They also have powerful wings. They eat all sorts of small animals, like rabbits, mice, squirrels, frogs, snakes, and even small birds. I know a lot of you have been seeing hawks around our campus. I think that the reason they're here is because there's a lot of squirrels. They're just looking for a little snack. Well, that's it for this week. See you next time for more Pet Talk.
Hi, I'm Ryan, the BFF Wizard. Welcome. Here's a question from a student. Dear Ryan, what if your friend never listens to you, but you always listen to them?
Lots of kids are frustrated. Maybe you should have a conversation, or if it doesn't work, maybe you just need a new friend.
Thanks for the question. I'm looking forward to a next question. See you next time.
This podcast, join us again soon for our next one. Stay in touch, stay in tune, and we'll see you down the line.